Again, I appreciate coming before this board again and presenting our project for Andrews Heights. This is our third time that we've come to the SBA for this project.
The second day of meetings started with a proposal by Kanawha County Superintendent Ron During. The county is asking for about $2 million to expand Andrew Heights Elementary in Tornado to get rid of four portable classrooms. The rooms pose health risks due to mold and safety issues when students have to walk outside to access the main building.
It will improve the quality of life for that community by offering preschool, by offering a place for people to have speech therapy, by giving them an actual computer lab, giving them space for art and music, for its continued growth out there in the Tornado area.
The county has $700,000 to commit to the project from reserves, but because the excess levy failed, During says it will take the school building authority's help to complete the expansion of a school in an area experiencing growth. The growth in western Kanawha County is real, but may not be as rapid as what Monongalia County is experiencing. Superintendent Frank Devano says because of West Virginia University, a large healthcare system, and low unemployment rate, the area specifically around Morgantown is swiftly increasing, but in ways they aren't able to anticipate in the schools.
The elementary schools have restrictions in relationship to the number of students per classroom, so we can't overload the rooms, and so being able to have enough available rooms to be able to house our students is really, it's really a dilemma for us that we're trying to stay abreast of.
So with $5 million of their own funds and additional $10 million from the state, Mon County is proposing building a new Suncrest Elementary School to house about 520 pre-K through fifth graders.
In addition, the reconfigurations resulted in the closure of four inefficient buildings.
From expansion to consolidation, Mingo County is working to improve its facilities by shutting down some schools. Their proposal to the SBA: close Birch Elementary School by adding a $10 million addition to the current middle school building. Superintendent Randy Keefley is asking for $9.1 million in state funds to make that happen.
The current Birch Elementary School does not meet air quality standards, which result in teachers having to leave windows open to reduce CO2 levels in the classrooms. Electrical, plumbing, and flooring is difficult to repair or update due to asbestos. Students participating in physical education activities or recess on the playground have to move to the side for deliveries or other vehicles accessing the school. The playground and the driveway are one and the same at the elementary school.
This is the fourth time Keefley has applied for state funding for the project, with a bottom line that keeps increasing because of inflation. From new buildings to replacement sprinklers, the SBA has been asked to aid many school projects, but never before to build residential quarters for students. That's what Dr. Lynn Boyer is proposing at the Schools for the Deaf and Blind in Romney. A state-run school, there was some question if the SBA could even fund the project, but Executive Director Mark Manchin says there is no language in code specifically restricting them from doing so. So Boyer is asking for more than $7 million in aid to demolish a dilapidated cafeteria building on the Romney campus and build three residential cottages to house around 85 elementary-age kids.
The residential component of our program is our weak link. We do not attract students, and we lose students because of our dormitory program. There are many aspects of that program: the facilities, the personnel, the food. Those are the main ones, and we are addressing them all. But without facilities to start, we will continue to be hampered in our goal of attracting students who need to be on our campus.
Boyer equated the school's current dormitory environment to institutional living, unsuitable for her students. Aside from these, there are other proposals: new heating, cooling, and electrical upgrades needed at five schools in Pocahontas County, the construction of two new schools in Wayne County, and roof replacements at six schools in Preston County, just to name a few. The SBA will meet again on April 28th in Charleston to decide how to spend their $45 million to best meet the needs of students across West Virginia. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.